When a child dies, it affects the whole community. Every other month, people from local hospitals, law enforcement, and health departments review cases of criminal or accidental deaths of kids. It's called the Child Death Review. Today, the review focused on accidental deaths because it says those go up as school gets out for summer. WGCU's Quincy Walters was there.
The meeting began with a discussion on a potential way to prevent sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS. It's when a baby dies in their sleep. The group discussed a type of box you put on the floor for babies to sleep in instead of co-sleeping in the parent's bed, which would reduce the chance of suffocation or maybe falling. What about pets getting to the kid, someone asks. What if you step on the baby, another wonders. They'll revisit that matter at a later time. Francine Donnarumo, Special Victims Unit Chief at the State Attorney's Office and leader of the review, says summer means potential for a lot of accidental child deaths. It's hot out.
Children left in cars is a huge problem. They can die very, very quickly. Their bodies heat up at a much faster rate than adults. So we try to make the community very aware of that problem.
Since January of last year, 7 kids have died in hot cars in Florida. That's from noheatstroke.org. It keeps a list of child heat stroke deaths across the country. And in the summer with no school, kids will be in the pool more. 2 kids aged 1 and 3 drowned last week in Cape Coral. The Florida Department of Health says drowning is the leading cause of injury death for Florida's children aged 1 to 4. More young kids drown in Florida than anywhere in the country. Sally Crusher with Golisano Children's Hospital says parents being good role models can also help prevent child deaths.
When you go out bike riding with your kids, wear a helmet. Make sure they're wearing a helmet.
Crusher says the board is important because it analyzes kids' deaths and tries to find ways to prevent them. Because she says when a kid dies, an entire community is affected. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.